Lifehouse here in Duluth is celebrating their 25th anniversary this year. It's a great anniversary and a great opportunity for Lifehouse to kind of educate the community about why kids might end up homeless. Now, back in the day when I was a Ute, long time ago, obviously, a kid is homeless. They're a delinquent. They're rotten to the core. But that's frequently not the case at all. Shannon Hoffman is the development director at Lifehouse, and she joins us this morning to tell us about a fascinating lecture series coming up, again, to educate the community a little bit about these kids and about the help that they need. Hey, Shannon, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
What a genius idea to have a lecture series, again, to clue the community in and let people know that maybe the causes of homelessness in kids and some of the other issues that really put our youth at danger are not just made up and urban myths. They're really happening. The first lecture is happening next week, and it has to do with sex trafficking in our community. Can you tell us about that real briefly?
The lecture will focus kind of on, when you look in the community, you see that you don't really see trafficking, and you don't see homeless youth. And so we wanted to kind of talk about the extent of the problem in the community. Trafficking is a burgeoning, multi-billion-dollar international industry, but it happens here all the time, every day. And you don't really see it because a lot of times it's on Backpage or Craigslist. And so it's kind of a hidden problem. And homelessness youth homelessness too, you don't see that. It's just too cold. They're not going to be sitting on the street with a grocery cart like you traditionally think of as homeless people. So we wanted to take an opportunity to kind of, create some compassion in the community. I guess that may not be the right word, but, oftentimes, like you were saying, the kids are called rotten to the core. But we want to take that from, what's wrong with you to, what happened to you.
It really is a difficult jump for us to make when we've kind of been raised to do the right thing, and this is the right thing, and this is the wrong thing, and people who do the right thing are good, and people who do the wrong thing are bad. But there hasn't been a lot of, I think you're right, I think there hasn't been a lot of effort toward understanding and compassion, and it's seen as excuses. I think some of us with our nice middle class lives need to broaden up our scope a little bit and realize that not everybody's life goes according to plan. One of the things that the next lecture is going to talk about in April is, hey, kid, why don't you just get a job? Talk about that one just briefly.
Well, that's kind of the mentality that we base the lecture series on questions that we receive fairly frequently when we're, raising money or going out into the community or giving, lectures. And one of them is, why don't you just get a job? And there's so many things that these kids have had to deal with in their past that in order for them to, quote, just get a job, they have to deal with that before they can have the stability to even get that job and keep that job. Many of them don't have, high school diploma. Many of them don't have, any of the background they might need for a real job. And two, they're dealing with, barriers like basic things like how do you get to your job if you don't have a car?
And if you need a driver's license, it's going to cost you $350, $400, whatever, to go through the driver's ed training.
Absolutely. And so they can't just, quote, get a job. There's so many things that they have to deal with to get that job. And a lot of that, too, is their past trauma in their life. Holding down a stable job requires the understanding of what stability even means.
Now, if you talk about scared straight, there's a lot of people, well, if that kid just had gotten more spankings when they were young, in some instances, maybe a certain kid could have used a little bit more discipline. But the scared straight approach doesn't always work. That's a topic of another lecture coming up this summer.
Right. We at Lifehouse take the approach that you get more, the youth respond better to the carrot rather than the stick. And so we provide, you know, opportunity and positive reinforcement, and instead of a punitive approach, we never turn anyone away. We have the only requirement for our program is geography. You know, they have to be local, and they have to be over 14 at the youth center and things. But otherwise, there's no requirement that they are sober. There's no requirement that, you know, there's no three strikes you're out kind of policy. So we don't have punitive measures. We have incentive programs. And so instead of trying to scare people or scare the kids into doing the right thing, we're trying to encourage them by, you know, showing what can happen when they do the right thing or something that's good for them.
Well, and it's very possible in some cases that the people around these kids have been threatening them and trying to scare them into doing this, that, or the next thing for so long that, I mean, it's not going to work the same as it might in the home where you grew up or the home where I grew up, for example.
Right.
Upcoming
right.
lectures include What's With All the Tattoos, an opportunity mm-hmm. for people to learn about street culture and attitude and survival tactics for these kids. Dirty Money is the title of a lecture coming up this fall about how homeless kids get sucked into drug and sex trades. And the final lecture coming up in December, it's not only about housing. Learn about ending youth homelessness and how it isn't just as simple as giving kids a place to sleep. A fascinating series of lectures going on all this year in celebration of Lifehouse's 25th anniversary. And you're hoping to raise $250,000. Is that for additional beds of housing? Because I know that Lifehouse does try to they do try to provide some beds and a lot of assistance for kids, but as always, you know, your nonprofits are going to be, there's going to be more consumers than you have services. You're going to be overused and underfunded.
Absolutely. I mean, we, you know, the last couple of years we've doubled the number of beds that we can provide, but there's still something like 125 youth who are homeless on the streets every night. One of the things that we'd like to do with that additional money is expand our third floor. We have a third floor in our building, and we're going to create what's called the loft. And it's going to be probably, we're still in works, but we're working on a dual licensure program with shelter beds and transitional housing. So, yeah, adding more beds, adding some short-term shelter for the youth. So that's kind of the goal. And if anyone wants more information on what we're doing at Lifehouse right now, they can check out the website, which is lifehouseduluth.org. And it has the information about the lecture series and our goals and some information about homeless youth in the community.
And Shannon, we'll get a link set up so it'll be easy for folks to find. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. I appreciate the time.
Shannon Hoffman this morning with Lifehouse. They're celebrating their 25th anniversary this year with a year-long series of educational lectures so that folks in our community can understand a little bit more about the challenges facing homeless youth right here in the Twin Ports.